Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
In Matthew 25, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, you did for me." Welcome to Orphans No More. I'm your host, Sandra Flack of Justice for Orphans, and we are going to give you a lot of flack today on this show, as our guest is Rebecca Flack, Executive Director of Hopeful Life Center in Ravenna, New York. She's also Vice President of Justice for Orphans, a foster parent, and she just happens to be my sister-in-law as well. Welcome, Becky.
Well, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you on. And let's talk a little bit about Hopeful Life Center. I know it's a multifaceted outreach to the people in Ravenna, a community in southern Albany County. And Rebecca, tell us about the ministries of Hopeful Life Center.
Absolutely. So it really sprung out of a church here in Faith Plaza in Ravenna. And the church is Abounding Love Christian Fellowship. And the ministries all got their start back in 2010 when Pastor Chuck Englehart essentially got a godly mandate that he was supposed to do something to address basic needs in the community. And God instructed him that those needs were food, clothing, and healing. So they got right to work, and they launched Helping Harvest shortly thereafter, and that's our food assistance program. And it's grown substantially since 2010. It now serves nearly 1,000 people in the region. We've got folks coming from as far away as Schenectady and Rensselaer County to utilize the program. So we see roughly, 300 families each week who come in and shop with us. And it's essentially a donation-based program. We buy groceries just like other retailers do, but at discounted rates. And then our members can come in and take them for a small donation. So that helps fund our activities at Hopeful Life Center. And members love it. They come in, they treat it like it's a co-op for themselves, and are blessed by it every week. So we're thrilled with that one, with that program that we offer. And then following in the footsteps of Helping Harvest were our two thrift stores, Gracefully Chic Boutique and Peace of Home. And what's so exciting to me about these programs is that we're serving low-income families in the community for sure, but these stores are open to the general public. And I'm always so excited. They're donation-based as well. People just give us all of their stuff that they no longer need. And we clean it, and we steam it, and we put it back out on the floor. And in the store, we sell clothing and footwear and other accessories for people to wear. And we also sell a variety of home goods and furnishings and that sort of thing. And I'm just psyched by the amount of things that we save from going into the waste stream annually in this community. So that was the second program that we launched. And then the third was Cross Culture Market, and that's our international aid program. And that was launched in 2012 and was really my entry into Hopeful Life Center. I got on the team that started to develop this international program. Again, it was another godly mandate that Pastor Chuck Englehart got, that we were good on the basic needs here domestically, but we needed to do something internationally. So we did. So we developed a core team, wrote a business plan, and launched Cross Culture Market in about 9 months. And with this program, we work with 20 to 25 other Christian ministries and humanitarian organizations around the world who are boots on the ground doing great things with really vulnerable groups of people. And one of their primary focuses is job creation. So they've taught these, what I consider to be artisans, a skill set to make goods, and then Cross Culture Market buys these goods and resells them here in the States, both in our store in Faith Plaza in Ravenna and also online at crossculturemarket.org.
Incredible.
So those are the three primary programs. We also run a community garden And I think we're going to talk a little bit about our newest addition to the programs that we offer.
Yes, I do want to get to that. One of my favorite things, myself, I love to shop at Cross Culture Market. Each of the ministries touches individuals and families in some way. Cross Culture Market, you mentioned those 20 to 25 ministries, boots on the ground all around the world. They're providing help for, oftentimes it supports orphans and widows in those regions, and they make gorgeous like jewelry and handbags and scarves and baskets, and it's just such unique and beautiful gifts.
Yeah, absolutely. So women and children are a big priority at Cross Culture Market, and they happen to be, they're the focus of many ministries around the world, right here in the States and internationally too. So we have a lot of merchandise coming out of ministries that work with family preservation, that work with human trafficking victims, and certainly support widows and orphans as part of the collective work that they do.
And I love that. So yes, let's talk about the new program that Justice for Orphans has partnered up with Hopeful Life Center, specifically through Gracefully Chic Boutique, to provide clothing for foster children. So tell us about Cartwheels for Kids.
So Cartwheels for Kids is a new program that we just launched in mid-August, and it's designed to support foster families and the children in their care. So essentially, people can come in, foster parents can approach Gracefully Chic and Peace of Home, and we will give them free clothing, footwear, or whatever they need for the foster children in their care. All they have to do is ask their county or their foster care case manager to communicate with us either by phone or email, so we can get some basic information and verify that they're foster parents. And then we'll issue 2 gift certificates a year for people to come in and shop. And that's our way of supporting the community of foster parents in particular with things we already had. It seems like a natural extension of the work that we're already doing at Gracefully Chic and Peace of Home.
And what was the inspiration for this program?
I think it's a variety of things. You know, as you mentioned, I'm a foster parent. My husband and I are foster parents. And so we know the stress that having new children coming into your home can bring financially, emotionally. Just running your household on a day-to-day basis has a real curveball thrown at it when a new body enters it. And I guess also because I'm so involved with Justice for Orphans and serve on that board, and I'm so aware of the global and the local orphan crisis. And I just was thinking about it one day, and maybe it was godly inspiration. It was godly inspiration. Like, how can we use what we already have in this very busy charity already to serve a need? And so we just started to talk about it. You and I had a discussion about it and at the board for Justice for Orphans, and we thought it might be a really good addition. So we worked on it, and voila, we launched it.
And what about the name Cartwheels for Kids? I know there's a story, Mary Slager, who's co-founder of Justice for Orphans. She had one of their foster children kind of was part of that story. So tell us where the name came from.
Yeah, so Mary is a longtime foster mom, as all of your listeners know. And she came into Gracefully Chic, I think it was last summer, and she kind of knew that this program was in the works, and she asked whether it had been launched yet. And I told her no, but I knew she was shopping for a new placement in her home. I said, Mary, you take what you need and be blessed with it. So she did. She took some items, and one of them was a bathing suit for this little foster child, and I believe it was a little girl around age 5, and they were going to camp that weekend, and they really needed something for her. She didn't have a swimsuit, and she needed something. So this little girl, when she was presented with all this clothing from Gracefully Chic Boutique, was just floored. She was so excited that she was getting these clothes and that they were hers to keep that she started to do cartwheels. Mm-hmm. So following that experience, Mary sent me a really nice note explaining that, what had happened with this little girl. And that was the inspiration behind the name of the program.
I love that. Love that.
Me too.
Yeah. So how can Capital Region foster families take advantage of this much needed resource, Cartwheels for Kids?
So the best thing to do would probably be to visit our website, because all of the program details are located right there. And at this time, it's right on our homepage. So our website address is Hopeful, F-U-L-L. There's three L's there, hopefullifecenter.org. And you can get all the details. There's a brochure there. There is a list of frequently asked questions about the program and all the details that foster parents would need to know to utilize it.
Wonderful. And what about, could Gracefully Chic Boutique use clothing donations that would benefit these families?
Absolutely. So everything we do at Gracefully Chic Boutique and Piece of Home is donation-based. So people will pull up to the front of the store, and they will have bags and bags of clothing and housewares and home decor. And we desperately need that to keep this program afloat. So your listeners are welcome to come visit our shop down in Ravenna. We're open 10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, and drop off their gently used clothing, footwear, whatever they have that might be related to childcare that foster parents could use.
And you take clothing for all ages, and including men and women.
Yep.
And so folks can shop anytime. But if they would like to bring, because kids grow out of clothes all the time. So if you'd like to donate your children's used clothing that they've grown out of, Gracefully Chic Boutique would love to take those and then bless foster families with them.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So I'm just going to remind our listeners, this is Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry, visit our website, justicefororphansny.org. It's under construction right now. We're going to be building a brand new one, but you can still go there and find some valuable information, and you can contact us through that as well. Our guest today is Rebecca Flack, Executive Director of Hopeful Life Center in Ravenna, New York. She is also VP of Justice for Orphans. She's my sister-in-law, and Rebecca is also a foster parent. So, Becky, how many years have you and Aaron been fostering now?
Oh, goodness. We are in our seventh year.
Oh, wow.
Of fostering.
Gosh.
Yeah. Well, no, you know what? That is wrong. It's not 7 years. We started in 2013. We've had seven placements. That's what I meant to say. We've had seven placements of, from a day old baby right up to teenagers. And it's been quite a wild ride. We've had placements for as long as 3.5 years and a placement for as long as a day.
Wow.
So we've enjoyed each and every one of them. We've learned from them. It can be hard to say goodbye, but we know that they're off to a bright future. So that's been our role as foster parents.
So you've been doing it for 4 years, basically.
4 years.
4 years. And you've had seven placements, and you've done some respite too, haven't you?
Yep. And we've had some respites that were supposed to be short-term that turned into long-term placements. But, you never know quite what's going to come into your door as a foster parent, how long they're going to be there. So we just are graciously open our home and love on these kids while we have them.
Wonderful. So what local agency do you foster with?
So we are part of Northern Rivers. It started as Northeast Parent and Child Society, and they're now merging or have merged with Parsons Child Care. So that's part of the larger umbrella group that we're working with.
Right. Wonderful. So as a foster parent, you understand the unique challenges foster families face, and you also know how the church can be a support. So share with us your thoughts on that.
Foster families face unique challenges, and it can really be whether it's a drain on your emotions or a drain on your finances. It can be a drain spiritually for you, because the kids, when you welcome these kids into your home, they come with some baggage, right? They've been traumatized, they've been abused in ways that we can't understand, and they bring in their hurts, and they share those hurts with all of us through some of their behaviors, and so it can be a difficult job as a foster parent, and so spiritual support and prayer is critical from your church family. But there are some also practical things that the church family can do for foster parents, particularly when there's a new placement. Because again, I wasn't prepared for the change that occurs in the household with the comings and goings of children. It really shakes up the dynamics in the household, each addition and subtraction of children. And so helping things with things like meals or running errands for foster parents, if you're able to become a respite resource, they are desperately needed so that foster parents can find somebody local to help them so they can get a break or go away for a long weekend. You know, we've had times in the past where we've had difficulty finding respite families to take kids for us, and we had to drive as far as 40 minutes in the wrong direction to drop our kids off so we could just go away for a couple of days. So there needs to be more respite support, certainly for foster families. And if you're interested in becoming a foster parent, certainly there's such a critical need for placement of children into healthy, loving homes. I just can't overstate the need for additional support in that way, too.
Yeah, definitely. And respite for our listeners, if they're not really sure what that is, it's you become a foster parent, but it's to do it sort of more part-time, maybe just for a weekend, maybe just for a day. It could, you know, be a week or 2 weeks, or sometimes it could end up being a little bit longer. But for foster parents who are full-time foster parents, like Rebecca and Aaron are, sometimes something happens. There might be a family emergency, a wedding to go away to, or a funeral that you have to attend, or, you know, a weekend away if it's your anniversary. Or sometimes foster parents just need a weekend break to just kind of regroup and rest up and be able to parent successfully when the kids come back. So a respite foster parent takes the children for just those times when the full-time foster parent needs that break or has a family situation where they need to go away and the kids can go into care. The kids have to go into a certified, licensed foster home, and that's what the respite families can provide.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that information. And, you know, the foster care agencies encourage foster parents to take breaks and to take care of themselves. So part of that is spending time away from the children and recouping a little bit and having some downtime.
Yeah, self-care is crucial because foster parents can burn out because, like you said, these children come into foster care not any fault of their own. Something happened in their family, in their biological family. And they come into care, and whatever that something was, whether it happened directly to the child or just something happened in the family, it's a traumatic experience for the child. So the child is coming in having experienced some form of loss, trauma, and it can be challenging to parent them. There's training for that. Foster agencies, you go through a training process so you can learn about trauma and learn about how to help these children, but you still need a break sometimes. And that's the part that a respite foster parent can play.
And isn't that true of parenting in general sometimes?
Yes, I can say that.
It's not always foster children, it's bio children.
Yes.
Sometimes adults just need adult time.
Yep.
And so there's a structure in place to help foster parents do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know you mentioned meals, which is a great thing the church can do, and wrapping around families by providing those. Because like you said, you've had a day-old baby come in and you've had teenagers, and that's a vast difference in the kind of supplies. One needs diapers and formula, and the other needs, you know, sports, you know, soccer cleats or football cleats or, you know, school supplies for school or whatever. So there's all of a sudden all these things that are needed. You could get any age or stage, and the church can be a resource in even helping families by just getting those initial supplies to the door. Because what do you do when you have a new placement? It's kind of difficult to take them yourself to Walmart or to wherever to shop to get these things, whereas the church can provide those things to get you started.
Yeah, absolutely. And generally, there's very little notice that children are coming. So you'll get a phone call. They have a placement. They'll describe what's going on a little bit to the best of their knowledge, and they'll ask whether you'll accept the placement. And it can be within hours that these, you know, this child or children will be delivered to you. And they generally come with very little and with sketchy details about their background. When I say sketchy, I mean they just don't know a lot often about them. So you're kind of, foster parents are detectives in a lot of ways, you know, figuring out what the children have experienced and then filling needs. Some of them are physical and some of them are spiritual and emotional and so on. But for sure, having an organized way within the church family to respond to foster parents and their needs with a new placement would be awesome. You know, having somebody that a foster parent could call and say, hey, I have a new placement. Could you run to Walmart? I need XYZ, you know, formula or diapers or soccer cleats.
Absolutely. Such an opportunity, because we know not everybody is called to be a foster parent or to be an adoptive parent. Many are, but we're all called to care if we think back to James 1:27. So the body of Christ is called to care, and jumping in and filling in these things from diapers to formula to soccer cleats to being a respite parent to tutoring, babysitting, haircuts. There's so many ways that folks in the church can wrap around these families and make it doable for them. Because I've heard people say, I'd become a foster parent if I had that kind of support. And that's an area, a void that the church can really fill.
Yeah, and one that Justice for Orphans is working on trying to create some sort of system, a process to help churches create these sort of programs to support foster families.
Absolutely. That's what we're all about, engaging the church in this area in caring for orphans and foster kids. So, Becky, as we start to wrap up, what is on your heart that you'd like our listeners to really take away from our conversation today?
Well, it's kind of just picking up on the same themes that you were just discussing about how, as Christians, we're called to care for the orphan. And there's such need in, just here right in our own backyard in Albany, New York, with foster kids in care. How many did we recently? There's 16,000 kids in care. Is it just in Albany County? I'm forgetting the statistics. But anyway, it's a lot. And it's more than it should be, for sure. And so the church needs to step up and provide services for restorative family programs of some sort, and foster, you know, encourage people to become foster parents for sure, and respite resources for foster parents. Because from a spiritual perspective, we're called to do it. And I always think about the practical consequences of what happens when these kids fall through the cracks in the system, that, you know, the success rate of these kids without a supportive family isn't fantastic. They end up incarcerated. They end up early pregnancy is much more likely to happen. They're more likely to use drugs. And with a supportive family, we can change that picture, and we're called to do it. So from a practical and a spiritual level, I just encourage people to pray on this and figure out what their role is in addressing the orphan crisis, both here locally, within the United States, and globally too.
Yeah, I think New York is upwards of 20,000 kids in foster care statewide. Some of the highest numbers in the country, thousands, you know, in our region between the Hudson Valley region and the Capital District, kids right in our own communities, right in our own backyard, who need safe, loving families, maybe just temporarily. Maybe the foster placement is just for a couple of weeks to a couple of months to sometimes a couple of years. But sometimes those kids really do end up needing a forever family. So that's a place, a void that the church is really called to step up. We're mandated by the Word of God. We're the ones called to care for these kids. And what a better way. It's like the mission field coming right into your home.
It's full-time ministry, but it can be so rewarding and has such impact on the kingdom and on the lives of these kiddos.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Becky, thank you so much for joining us today and for all that you're doing there in Ravenna and really around the world between Cross Culture Market and and the other things that you guys have going on down there through Hopeful Life Center. And thank you for being a foster parent and for being on the show today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I love to serve God and our community, and I know all my staff feels the same way. So thank you.
Yeah, so head on down to Ravenna. Check out Gracefully Chic Boutique, Peace of Home, Helping Harvest. There's so many great ministries going on right down there and as part of Abounding Love Christian Fellowship. And if you would like to learn more about the ministries of Hopeful Life Center, including the Cartwheels for Kids program, a program for foster parents, foster families to get much-needed clothing and supplies for their foster kids when they come in as a placement, go to the website. Again, it's hopefullifecenter.org, and it's like three separate words, Hopeful Life Center. Well, it's actually four words, I guess, but there's three L's in there if you do Hopeful Life altogether. So hopefullifecenter.org, and you can learn more about all of those great ministries there in Ravenna, as well as learning more about the Cartwheels for Kids programs. If you're a foster parent, if you know a foster parent, spread the word so that you can take advantage of the wonderful opportunity there for clothing for foster children. So if I would also like to thank you, our listeners, today for being with us. If you enjoyed today's show, you can listen to more episodes of Orphans No More right from our website, kind of like a podcast. Just click on Radio Show and you'll see it says Orphans No More. Click on Orphans No More and you'll see a menu of all different shows and topics to choose from. You can also help us continue our radio ministry by making a tax-deductible gift to Justice for Orphans. Our mission is to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. JFO inspires, educates, and equips the body of Christ toward adoption, foster care, and orphan ministry. I'm your host, Sandra Flack, and I would love to come to your church to share about God's heart for the orphan. To learn more or to contact me, again, go right to our website, justicefororphansny.org.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.